This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's almost like Kremlinology, you know, this shutdown debt limit stuff, like when you had to figure out what was going on with the Soviet Union by who was standing next to whom at the big parades. Exhibit A today was a meeting between President Obama and congressional leaders of both parties that was mysteriously postponed amid signs of, quote, progress, we are told. Sudeep Reddy has been covering the goings-on for The Wall Street Journal. He is in our Washington bureau. Now, hey, Sudeep.
Hey, Kai.
So what's the latest, man? What do we know right now?
We know that at least the Senate leaders are inching toward a deal. They've been far apart for a while throughout this two-week shutdown, letting the politics play out. They finally realize, as they come very close to the really dangerous moment of default, that they need to come together. And so they've been expressing an air of optimism on the Senate floor today. They've been saying they're both optimistic. The fact that a meeting was postponed could be a good thing or a bad thing. They're still hashing out the details, but at least they're talking. These are, as we've always expected, the two adults in the room who would eventually have to step up and strike some kind of a deal to prevent devastating damage. We're not there yet, though, which is the problem.
Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell, of course. What do we know about the parameters, I guess, of a deal?
We don't know all the details, but we know that they're looking likely to kick the can a little bit further down.
No, I can't believe you said that.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to at least get the ideal is to get the government open again to extend the debt ceiling for some period of time. That remains undetermined. But we're going to be arguing about this again in November, December, or January in some fashion, given the number of components involved in this.
One of those components is the sequester, which was a big deal a year ago or you know, 10-ish months ago, and then kind of faded from everybody's memory. So we're in that zone now where we're actually talking grand bargain and big deficit reduction negotiations, I guess.
We are talking about those again, which is what makes me very nervous, because every time we've had a big discussion and try to actually accomplish something big, we've always failed in it. And it never happens, and it leads to giant explosions in the end that gets everybody depressed all over again. And the better solution here in terms of what's workable may yet be to just figure out another short-term fix, because we are so close to some critical deadlines that if you keep pushing for a big deal, you might end up with nothing but a lot of crying.
Okay, but here's a lot of crying. Yeah, wouldn't you love to see that? Here's the thing I don't understand about that. If everybody knows, because, you know, for all your insights, you're not the only guy who knows that grand bargains tend to fall apart. If everybody knows that grand bargains are so difficult, why is everybody, from Jay Carney to Mitch McConnell to Harry Reid, expressing confidence that something good is going to happen here?
They're expressing confidence because the alternative to actually get out there and start sniping again will start the market panic that everybody knows they need to avoid. That's the game here that they're all playing. Markets are testing Congress right now. They don't believe Congress is going to allow a devastating default and don't want to get involved in a trade and be on the wrong side of it. Congress is testing markets because they don't want to be beholden to Wall Street, and they still want to get their political goals accomplished here. And so you wrap all of that up into a giant discussion and hope something comes out of it in the end, at least in some smaller pieces in the end.
Do you think the markets are consciously, and I know this is like anthropomorphizing the markets to an unhealthy degree, but are they giving Congress time to work this thing out? I mean, the Dow is up today. It was only down a little bit at the open.
Most investors are giving time because they aren't really prepared for the unthinkable. They're not prepared for an environment where the United States can't pay its bills due to our own will. And so they're providing this little bit of leeway, but the stock market is a laugh a minute. Like, people, it's a lot of lemmings. There are people who move around in packs. Credit markets are flashing a lot of warning signs, and credit markets were largely closed today for the holiday.
Markets,
and so as we see that on Tuesday, but also there are much deeper problems. There are major investment firms, major money market funds that have been pulling out of treasuries just because of the risk of a default. And when that happens, there are consequences. There are consequences that can last months or years. And we've seemed to deluded ourselves into thinking we can get to the deadline, pass some kind of increase in the debt ceiling, and everything will be fine. There will be damage in the end regardless.
And the bond market opens again for business tomorrow morning. Sudeep Reddy with the Wall Street Journal down in Washington. Thanks, Sudeep.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, we'll see you.